Welcome, everybody. We are still here at FarleyCon, enjoying this great day, and we are being joined by a guest very close to my heart. Mm-hmm. I'm a little nervous. No, you've played some roles that are very, very critical and like important to my life. Kid Gohan. When I was young, watching him and everything like that, it's just I felt like I could feel it. Like it, I could feel the emotion, everything, and the way you were conveying it all, I was just like. Like, when you're in that zone, you're in it. I'm just, like, in it. I was like, yes, I understand, like, so much more. And I just want to say thank you. Like, really helping, like, kids understand, like, feelings and stuff like that.
Yeah. But, trying to, you know, light over dark. Like, you know, you got to have the dark to get the light. You got to have the contrast, the balance in your life. The good, the bad. Cause and effect. It can be a spiritual thing.
So, I mean, Gohan went through a lot as a child. I mean, a lot of death and...
A lot of bullying.
Bully, yeah.
It's like, hey, don't hurt my friends. Don't do it. And then he finally unleashes the power that I don't think he knew he had.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's an honor to play that role and through the Cell Saga as well. And Goku from Dragon Ball.
Yeah, so how was it also doing, like, young Goku?
It's super fun. I've voiced female characters, but mostly primarily, you know, Kid Goku and Kid Gohan. Well known for those, so I got to live vicariously through the character and be a little boy that I could never be in real life, and channel all my, you know, brothers and stepbrothers and all the kids I hung out with, and just kind of became Kid Goku. And I actually was cast as Gohan first, so I had like the more of the raspy, don't hurt my daddy. And then so when they offered me the role or to audition for Goku, we just pitched it up higher, and they liked what I had to do with that. So honored to be a part of such an amazing, popular franchise.
And we're definitely glad you're on it. So how did you get into just the whole voice acting situation?
The voice acting profession? Yeah. Basically, I've been, you know, doing voices as a child. I got into singing first. Mm-hmm. And then the voice acting came later. I was kind of doing it for fun, and then I got involved in theater. So I learned, I went to classes. I had coaches, did a lot of musical theater, which is singing, dancing, and acting all at the same time, which is like a dream. I loved it. I fell in love with musicals. And I just basically just was, you know, honed my talent all of those years. And when it came time to go to college, I majored in dramatic arts so that I could learn a lot more about the, you know, serious side of acting, you know, vocals, movement, breathing techniques, and move, you know, different kind of exercises. But then I joined a show band that did singing, dancing, and acting, and I took off on the road, left college and did that, and I've been doing that pretty much ever since. So in my travels and working with other bands, I sat in with other groups and did a lot of studio work. In the studio we did our own album with Brave Combo out of Denton. They're a Grammy Award winning polka band. That's how I got the audition for Dragon Ball Z, which I didn't know anything about at the time, but I showed up for the audition because somebody heard my voice and thought it sounded very animated. I really liked my singing voice, asked if I ever done any voice acting. And I said, I do voice acting for fun. I've been involved in this and that. And it just I met the right people and thankfully was able to come to the audition. I was in town, and that's when my anime voice acting profession began. I had done some stuff for Chuck E. Cheese and some voice acting for Gemmy Toys, which it can be anything, you know, bunnies and, you know, singing Easter songs and, you know, Christmas songs and hamsters. And that was actually just rapid fire character acting, voice acting. And so I got a lot of experience doing that before I got the audition. So thankfully they liked my voice. So yeah, that's what started the whole thing.
That's awesome. What a very like specific journey. Like we've done this before.
We all have a different story as to how, you know, I mean, it's not like I'm, you know, 4 years old and I'm going to be a voice actor. Like it didn't really start that way. For me, it was more music and singing, but everything I do involves the voice. So.
That's awesome. So since you are trained to, you know, the range of your voice and everything, how is it when it comes to the screaming in Dragon Ball Z?
I got a lot of experience screaming and crying as a kid. I was a very vocal child. It wasn't great at the time, getting in lots of trouble for it, but if I was forging a path without realizing it towards, you know, a vocal career. And as a result, I knew my voice very well inside and out, and so I had been doing singing and musicals my whole life, so I'd already been learning about my voice. I was recording it and listening back. I took piano, I would sing, I was writing poetry and journaling. I was just very, very creative, and that became my escape from, you know, the harshness of being a new kid all the time and moving around. And it was just second nature for me. And, you know, I just followed my heart and my dreams and my passions. And I had my mom on my side. I lost her after I got Casas Go On. So I just kind of draw the strength from how she raised me and how she was always there for me. So she's kind of my Goku in the Cell Saga with the father-son command. That's like my mom kind of going, you got to keep going. We want you to be happy and forge a path and be a good example to anime babies all over the world. So I consider myself an anime mom now.
Well, we definitely are very appreciative of you being our anime mom.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for this. I don't want to take up more of your time, but thank you for this. And hopefully everybody learned a little bit, something new there. And from me.
StephanieNadolny.com. If you have any other questions, I am a Tennessee girl. I'm originally from Memphis. So this is my first appearance in Tennessee in almost a year. So it's good to be back. Love my Tennessee people.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. And we will definitely put your socials on there for people to follow you, because we want them to show you the love you and everything like that.
And I can follow them right back.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.